Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Where it leaves us is my major concern over this, is that I look at who's left, and where it was. I said this weeks ago on this, is that Alonso just had carried with him an aura that I think would have allowed us to all take a big deep breath in what we're doing and what we're coming. And I look at what's left, and it goes back to this thing of when you go for Jurgen Klopp, he's a guy who's exceeded expectations in the Bundesliga with a team that's not expected to win the league, and not meant to, you know, it's meant to challenge me there or thereabouts, but it's telling Dortmund haven't come close, you know, been that good since Klopp left. Again, Rafa Benitez just breaks down Real Madrid and Barcelona with the third best team, a team that he makes the third best team, and then the best team in La Liga.
I mean, Depo were there all the time.
Yeah, exactly. And then I look at what's on the table now, and Ruben Amorim now is the standout candidate in terms of at least what he's done. But we're talking about a guy who's won one Primera Liga title. You know, we're not even talking a top five league in Europe by all accounts. He's had a bit of domestic success. He played a lot of games at domestic level in the Portuguese league as well. So he's got something going for him. Chris, you've done a lot more on style of play and all that kind of stuff, and he feels like he would be a good fit. But it's another that you. He's just got no experience outside of Portugal to speak of. And his success at Portugal hasn't been... He's not the next Mourinho. He's not going to win a Champions League while he's been there or whatever. And then you're looking at De Zerbi, and there's a guy who's had, you know, a reasonably successful one, reasonably successful season with Shakhtar. He's done good things, taking lesser lights in Italy and made them a bit competitive in a good style of football, but nothing you'd say immediately translates to Liverpool. Thomas Frank's done nothing. And I'm starting to look around and go, everyone now feels there's a degree of gamble with every manager. And that would be even if you were getting Carlo Ancelotti in as Liverpool manager to follow Jurgen Klopp, by the way. But that's where I'm at now. I'm wary of stepping into this arena of speculation because I don't think anyone's the right fit, and I'm running a risk of going, I don't think he's good enough or good enough or good enough, and we're probably going to end up with one of these guys who is, in inverted commas, not good enough. So this is the wilderness we're at right now. If you had to pick
Amorim, mainly because, and I said this last week on a deep dive with Josh, I actually thought if you were taking the tactics that the team plays currently and moving it to Liverpool, then his tactics fit best with Liverpool's, more so than Alonso. But we were talking on the way to the match yesterday, I was sort of saying, like, well, there's no guarantee that Alonso uses the tactics he's used at Leverkusen at Liverpool, because you make your tactics based on the players that you've got in your squad. So basing it purely on Alonso's buying side and Amorim's sporting side, I think his tactics fit better. I think he's a better manager probably than the others that we're talking about. Nagelsmann's obviously, I think, a very, very good candidate, that the timing of doesn't work for me because of the Euros and all that being in Germany and pre-season starting and all that type of stuff. But I like Amorim, and I think the one thing that you have to look at, and you know, again, stuff that I've sort of spoken to people about and read about, is that, you know, looking for a manager, according to Ian Graham, is the holy grail of analytics. It's very difficult to find how much an impact a manager has on a team. But with all the names that we're mentioning, you can look at the manager as having a big impact on the team. And then you get start down these sort of rabbit holes of, well, is the European experience and all this type of stuff. Well, sometimes you've got to learn on the job, unfortunately. And I think with the candidates that we've got, would you rather have a European experienced manager who's just not very good, or a really good manager who doesn't have the European experience? I know where I'd sit. I'd rather the good manager who's, you know, unfortunately I don't want them learning on the job, but if they're the best candidates because they're the best managers, you kind of got to go, okay, fine.
There's just something to a manager, I think, Dan, who can, you know, because you've had this all the time. It's what David Moyes suffered with when he took the Manchester United job, is he was turning around to a bunch of guys who won absolutely everything and going, right, listen, lads, I know what you're doing here, but what I'm saying is, when I had, you know, Phil Jagielka and you know, and Leighton Baines and you know, and Nigel Martin in goal, you know, and we were really scrapping for a top half finish with Everton. This is what we did, and it's like Ryan Giggs or whatever type people are going like
4-4-2. That's what we did at Manchester United.
Yeah, great. Having someone who can at least call upon when I did this, you know what I mean? I've got a tangible. When I won this, this is how I went about achieving it. Is a little bit of a barrier to entry for me.
Yeah, there it is. Absolutely, it is. Yeah, and I suppose that's where the personality has to shine through more than ever, and that ability to be a leader and ability to be a manager has to transcend what's gone before, I guess. And in all accounts, you know, Amorim has that, and what he has done as well, which I'll kind of come back to, is like, he has upset the natural order a little bit in Portugal. They, Sporting, albeit one of the clubs in Portugal, of course, they weren't necessarily serial winners of that league. I think far from. I think they won it like the first time in 19 years. So he's got that under his belt. You know what I mean? So yeah. I'm okay with it. Do I think it's ideal? No, but I don't think Liverpool live in an ideal world once again. We're not exactly awash with candidates that go, it has to be him, has to be him. It feels like Amorim is definitely the next best. It's felt like that throughout this entire process. It was some drop, by the way, from Alonso to Amorim, but I believe it's some drop again to the rest of the candidates. I think they're all in a pool swilling around somewhere below him. So, yeah, I think you're right. I think in an ideal world, they would have to look what I've won, playing career, managerial career, whatever it may be, look what I did. And the players instantly have that respect. You know who he is coming through the door, et cetera, et cetera. I think that'd be perfect. Does he possess that? No. But does he have the personality, the character, the charisma, the leadership, the managerial qualities to make that not matter? Quite possibly. I mean, look at Jurgen Klopp. Like, his playing career was hardly outstanding. Obviously, don't get wrong, what he did as a manager before he got to Liverpool stood him in good enough stead in that elite category for players to instantly respect him. But at some point at Dortmund, and indeed Mainz to a certain extent, he would have had to convince players that what he was saying they had to get behind because he didn't have the playing career to stack it up. So it's not necessarily the be-all and end-all, is kind of what I'm trying to
say. It's easier to do that, though, at clubs that have lower expectations.
100%. Yeah, 100%.
Lastly, Chloe, just for, it does, for me, this now poses the question of, are we not, is it worth revisiting Pep Linders as a conversation? Now,
what's he won?
But he's been there while, but he has at least been
there. Amorim worked for Mourinho and fucking won loads.
Pep Linders, to me, feels like a stopgap waiting for Alonso.
But that's a conversation I think is a worthwhile conversation at this point, because if your number one choice, Liverpool don't buy centre halves when a number one choice centre half's not available, and God knows how many other times, you've got Pep there who gives you that
stability.
Yeah, and also he's not going to cost you loads of money, you know, because he's probably still got a contract if we really wanted to hold him to it or whatever. There's a continuity aspect there that he knows what the insides and outs of the football club. It does make me think, you know, because again, and do you think, for in your opinion, is he in that same sort of pool that De Zerbi and Thomas Frank, for example, inhabit?
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort
so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
No, he's higher than them, because what I'm looking at right now is someone who I can buy into as a manager. That is the most important thing for me right now. And I'm so sorry to say it, but De Zerbi, there is just something about that man that I just can't. Like, if he was on the touchline for Liverpool, and bear in mind, if he does, I'm going to have to get behind him and fully support him, and I will. But there's just something about him that I just can't get on board with, and I cannot pinpoint it at all. Like, I physically have thought about this for months, and I cannot understand what it is. I just don't like it. There's just something that I'm not getting on with there. Like,
it's,
I don't
the
know.
Hair gel.
It might be the hair gel. With Amarine, there's a character there that I can buy into. There's passion exactly there, yeah. That. There's the fact that, you know, he's done it with a club who were sleeping giants in the likes of Sporting and Liverpool were once there, and Jurgen Klopp kind of did that. And there is just something more that I can grasp onto, and I can turn around and say, yeah, absolutely, I can get behind that lad. I can buy into what he wants me to do as a fan. And I could do that instantly with Jurgen Klopp. What I will say with the Pep Linders thing is, once again, Thomas Frank, there's something about it. I do not like it and I do not want it. Pep Linders is above them two for me, just because he is someone who I've been able to buy into alongside Jurgen Klopp. It wouldn't be my answer, because there's just, like you said, there's a stopgap. And to be perfectly honest, he doesn't deserve that. He's got potentially Ajax lining him up here. He deserves to have a go at being a manager and having a go at trying to bring them success. And I'm not sure he could do that at Liverpool. He needs, I think it was you mentioned earlier, he's got no backroom staff. His backroom staff are Jurgen's staff, who are all just getting off. And we don't know how he'll work on his own. We know how he worked with Jurgen Klopp. He's a much more senior man who's done it before. We know what it was like when he had someone who was more superior above him. We don't know what he's like on his own. So yeah, it's a tough one to understand.
Plus he's changed, hasn't it, significantly. Before I do the obvious of saying, like, you know, the guy, you know, Bob Paisley has no managerial experience, and Joe Fagan has no managerial experience, and Kenny Dalglish has no managerial experience, and we're able to come in and continue the ball rolling. And there is a little bit, and that's what I mean, this is an interesting conversation that's going to follow. It feels like he's completely bombed out of the running, and there must be some reasoning behind that. We've heard him say, he always said he'd leave when Jurgen left. Yeah. Does he himself feel like he's not ready to take the top job? We don't know the truth behind any of this, because it felt for years. My immediate thought when that Jurgen Klopp video dropped, I was walking back to ours trying to fathom it all out with tears in my eyes, and my immediate reaction was, cool, we'll just give it to Pep, and that'll be, and I could immediately make my peace with that. But for that to be instantly taken away, it's mad, isn't it? Because I agree with Chloe on this. It's like, what makes me feel more comforted, and my level of comfort has got nothing to do really ultimately with this, because there's smarter people with more data points and all these kind of things going on who know more behind the scenes and the stories. It might be that no one likes him behind the scenes, and they might not want him. They might be itching to just have a clean break, because you hear loads of stuff about him and Jurgen and all that kind of stuff, don't you, about how they can be quite spiky characters or whatever within it. I don't know, it's pure speculation at this point.
So it's so unique, the Liverpool job, isn't it? We essentially touched on this earlier on when we talked about how well coached Man City and Arsenal are. We need to be well coached, of course. We're doing tactics and systems and all that sort of stuff, absolutely imperative. That's why systematically I think Amarim's a fit as well, but we require so much more than that. You've got to buy in, you've got to understand what it means to manage a football club. There has to be that motivational side of things. That's not to say other managers don't possess that, of course, and other clubs don't need that as well, but I think we are so unique in what we want and what we demand. I mean, we want somebody who can come in and motivate the players, and also the fans can get behind. It just feels very different to me. We don't want this sort of run of the mill, he's brilliant at tactics and that's fine. I'm with you on the De Zerbi stuff. I've made, you know, no secret of that whatsoever, certainly upstairs. There's something intangible with De Zerbi that I can't get behind. There's something missing there. I don't think we'd ever gain that connection. And listen, I'm with you. If he does become the manager, I'll have to buy into him. I have to get behind him and I'll back him to the hilt. Of course I will. But there's something about the way he goes about his business. It doesn't sit right with me. And I think on top of that, his comments over the weekend about wanting to get out of Brighton doesn't feel right either. Klopp's been the opposite of that. His communication skills have been wonderful. He's always said the right things at the right time. I don't think De Zerbi has. So managing Liverpool Football Club, to sort of round off the point, is more than just being a football manager. We've seen that in Jurgen Klopp's entire reign, and nobody can come in and emulate that. It's nigh on impossible. But somebody has to get close to that for me and at least have similar sort of beliefs and similar sort of ways of going about the business. And not many in this conversation tick those boxes, unfortunately. That's why Alonso was so perfect. I just think Amorim's the next best by some distance.
Yeah. Mm. And like you said there, Jurgen, what he's done is he's came in and he's felt like, actually, he's from the city of Liverpool.
He's one of us.
He could have been a Scouser.
Yeah,
in it. Like, it for every moral, everything that he's came out on, and he has been proactive on things. He's gone out of the way to make sure that community is spoken out for. He's just, his proper sound, he seems
just
boss.
Just on this though, by the way, just Rafa Benitez ended up being a wonderful fit as Liverpool manager.
Yeah, of course.
But didn't, I mean, is a guy who's, who very rarely leaves a football club in any sort of positive way. I mean, fucking Valencia there brushed him out of like title winning photos and stuff when he left that club. He had mad issues with them. He's had loads of stuff along the way. He's not a particularly like, loving sort of guy, not a huge, you know, gregarious character like Klopp and whatever. But we took him to our heart. I'm sure we can, you know, people need the opportunity to be exposed to Liverpool.
Winning masks it all, that's the big thing. I had real problems with Brendan Rodgers being the Liverpool manager before he was given the Liverpool manager's job. And in 13-14, he was the greatest manager we've had for 20-odd years.
But we weren't just coming out of Klopp either, were we?
No, of course, and that's different. And that's why it's interesting for me, the Pep Linders stuff, is because he's clearly a brilliant football coach. But if you're going to sit here and tell me that you're worried about Amorim because he's only won the fifth best league in Europe, which it is officially one of the top five
head
now
France,
above France.
Think,
yeah, it was a couple of years ago they changed that. And he's won a league title after 19 years for a side that hadn't done it. Then I've got concerns over Pep Linders for his one failed attempt at management.
Yeah.
You know, and listen, don't get me wrong, I think Pep Linders could be a great manager. I really do. I don't know how he'd react, but I'd have to see that in front of the press week in, week out. But what you've got to go on past successes or failures and stuff when you're looking for a Liverpool manager, and I think Liverpool's setup would be better for him than it is under Jurgen Klopp, because they are essentially looking for a head coach now. They're not looking for a football manager.
Yeah.
But equally, Pep Linders is the coach of the team. He doesn't make the big decisions. He coaches what Jurgen asks him to coach, and he has a big part of how we play and stuff like that. But what happens when you're the man who's making the decisions? That's when it can go wrong. So I think you need to look for managers nowadays, or teams, sorry, head coaches who've run it, and their decisions are the be-all and end-all when you're looking for a job of the magnitude of Liverpool Football Club.
Can I also just say that, like, Jurgen Klopp's been the manager of Liverpool for pretty much a third of my life. So, like, where yous are all sat here talking about Rafa Benitez and all that, I was three or four when he won a Champions League. Yeah, so literally, so like, this is actually,
you know, 27 all of a sudden.
Yeah, no, not even a third. But like, it's but that's what I mean. Like, I've not really known any different. So when I think about the
because it wasn't very good for years long.
You're a bit
but when I think of like the things I can grasp onto for the, you know, this is the longest manager in my career, in my life. Like, I'm gonna try and grasp onto the fact of how I felt with a manager who really I could buy into, and that is what I'm gonna hold on to.
It's just that thing of Pep Guardiola doesn't look like he's going anywhere anytime soon, unless City get up. Absolutely shagged everywhere by PSR, but we'll see. Arteta looks like he's in it for, you know, for a good old run at the moment. And I just wonder whether there's, you know, we're now in that world now. Because that was my assurance this whole time. Every time a good football club got a new manager, I was like, there's Jurgen Klopp and there's Pep Guardiola, and everyone else is underneath. And now we're shopping in that pool like mere mortals. You know, and we're gonna have to do this when we have to go and buy Salah's replacement. We're gonna have to go and find the world where the guy who plays on that right hand side might score loads of goals or might get loads of assists, but he's not gonna do both because it's impossible to buy someone based basically, because it's such a small margin. We're going to have to play replace Van Dijk at some point, Trent at some point, and Alisson at some point, and we're going to have to deal with just having really, really good instead of like best in the history of all time kind of levels.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.